Nick's Southern Fried Chicken, Herbs, Spices, and a Whole Lot of Love by Don Nicholas. Once upon a time in the heart of California, there lived a culinary wizard named Nick. Born in the South, he had brought the soul of Southern cuisine to the West Coast, where he opened his own restaurant. Legend had it that Nick possessed a secret recipe for Southern fried chicken that could outshine even the mighty Colonel Sanders' creations. My memories are adorned with the tantalizing aroma of herbs, spices, buttermilk, and cornmeal dancing through the air every Sunday as my father embarked on his quest for fried chicken perfection. Our backyard in Sacramento was a miniature Eden, complete with rows of vibrant green herbs that Nick lovingly cultivated. Basil, thyme, rosemary, and a secret blend that he whispered sweetly to the plants each morning. It was his own magical concoction. His garden in California was the birthplace of the legendary Nick's Southern Fried Chicken, and those herbs were its lifeblood. One sunny Sunday, Dad decided it was time for a feast. With a mischievous twinkle in his eye, he beckoned me to join him in the kitchen. The cast iron skillet stood proud and seasoned, ready for the main act. The buttermilk bath surrounded the chicken pieces, which were soaking up all the tart and creamy goodness. "Dad, what makes your fried chicken better than the Colonel's?" I asked, curiosity lighting up my eyes. Dad chuckled and said, "Love, buttermilk, and my own homegrown herbs and spices." The chicken pieces took a magical dip into the seasoned flour, where cornmeal whispered tales of golden crunchiness to come. As they sizzled in the skillet, the kitchen became a symphony of crackling and popping, an overture to the Southern fried masterpiece in the making. While the chicken worked its magic, Dad whipped up a chorus of sides that could make a grown man weep tears of joy. The spicy jalapeno cornbread baked to perfection in a cast iron skillet sibling. And what Southern spread would be complete without a glass of sweet iced mint tea, clinking with ice cubes like a summer breeze? As the dinner table was set, the aroma lured family and friends from miles around. The golden brown chicken emerged, glistening and irresistible. The first bite was a revelation. A symphony of flavors erupted in my mouth. Crispy perfection on the outside, juicy tenderness on the inside, and a symphony of herbs and spices that danced on the taste buds like a joyful jig. And so, dear friend, I offer you this tale and the coveted Nick's Southern Fried Chicken recipe, rooted in the flavors of the South and flourishing in the gardens of Sacramento, California. May it bring you the same happiness, laughter, and flavor that it brought to our table, a feast fit for the gods of the South, now thriving on the West Coast. Nick's Southern Fried Chicken Recipe. Ingredients: 4 pounds chicken pieces, legs, thighs, wings, 2 cups buttermilk, 2 cups all-purpose flour, 1 cup cornmeal, salt and pepper to taste, vegetable oil for frying, herb and spice blend, 2 tablespoons dried thyme, 2 tablespoons dried basil, 1 tablespoon dried rosemary, 1 tablespoon paprika, 1 tablespoon garlic powder, 1 tablespoon onion powder, 1 teaspoon cayenne pepper. Instructions: in a large bowl, marinate the chicken pieces in buttermilk for at least 2 hours or overnight in the refrigerator. In a separate bowl, combine the flour, cornmeal, salt, pepper, and the herb and spice blend. Heat vegetable oil in a cast iron skillet or deep fryer to 350 degrees Fahrenheit or 175 degrees Celsius. Dredge the marinated chicken pieces in the seasoned flour mixture, ensuring they are well coated. Carefully place the coated chicken pieces in the hot oil, frying until golden brown and crispy, about 15 to 20 minutes depending on the size of the pieces. Remove the chicken and place on a wire rack to drain excess oil. Serve hot with your favorite sides and enjoy the Southern magic.